Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, December 23rd. You'll be interested to know. The quirky holiday, Festivus, popularized by a 1997 Seinfeld episode, originated with the writer, Daniel O'Keefe, in 1966. Celebrated today, it features an aluminum pole, feats of strength, and airing of grievances. The motto, Festivus for the rest of us, symbolizes the holiday alternative for those who feel like Christmas is just too mainstream. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect well overhead swell, with occasional double overhead sets on Monday, featuring glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon, with west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, anticipate triple overhead swell, with semi-glassy morning conditions and light south winds turning semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift to south-southwest. Wednesday will see overhead high swell, with occasional double overhead sets, remaining glassy in the morning with light north winds and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift west. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 7 to 10 feet until noon. After that, it turns choppy, but might turn fair for a sunset session. Tomorrow ramps up to 18 feet. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing mid-tide, when the east swell is 6 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Monday will be 3 foot at 6 a.m. with a 4.5-foot high tide at 11:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:48, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:48. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., giving way to partly sunny skies and a high near 66 with a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog until early morning with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 51. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain showers likely on Tuesday morning with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 63. Tuesday night brings more rain before dawn with lows around 51. Christmas Day will be partly sunny with a high near 63. Wednesday night cools down to around 47. Thursday stays partly sunny with a high near 64 and drops to 47 at night. Friday turns mostly sunny with a high near 65, then cools to around 50 overnight. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a new report from the prestigious Brookings Institution reveals that 1.6 million people in 5 Southern California counties could be targeted for deportation under President-elect Donald Trump's plans. The report estimates that 11 million undocumented immigrants live in the United States, including refugees with temporary protected status. California holds the highest number, with 2,600,000 undocumented individuals. Senior Fellow Alan Varube emphasized the potential economic and demographic impacts on local communities and urged leaders to prepare for the possible disruptions caused by federal immigration policies. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football in Texas, the Dallas Cowboys, now 7-8, edged past the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who slipped to 8-7, with a thrilling 26-24 victory. Cooper rushed through for a touchdown, and Brandon Aubrey nailed two 58-yard field goals. Despite Baker Mayfield's two touchdowns, Daron Bland's crucial forced fumble secured the Cowboys' win, ending Tampa Bay's four-game winning streak. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers at 10-4 host the New Orleans Saints, who are 5-9. The Packers are favored by 13.5 and have been scoring 30-plus points in their past four games. With Alvin Kamara sidelined, Spencer Rattler leads the Saints' offense against a formidable Packers defense. In local sports, last night, the Kings fell to the Capitals 3-1 in Washington. The Kings, now 19-10-5, struggled with only 26 shots. Tonight, the Lakers, sitting at 16-12, host the Detroit Pistons, who are 7-19 at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers are on a three-game winning streak, led by Anthony Davis. In top news, dog owners often wonder what goes on in their pets' minds. With emerging technology, insights into canine cognition are finally becoming clearer. One owner, Thomas Luton, shares his experience with his dog, Laika, using a device called Fluent Pet, which allows pets to speak by pressing buttons. Laika, however, has become obsessed with treats. Research suggests dogs can understand some words, but they often rely on associations rather than a true comprehension of meaning. A company called Dognosis is developing EEG headsets to explore dogs' thoughts in real time, potentially revolutionizing our understanding of their inner worlds. In business news, a troubling trend is emerging at Gamblers Anonymous meetings across the country, where men are increasingly seeking help for compulsive trading addictions. Many are drawn to high-risk financial trades through user-friendly apps like Robinhood, likening options trading to the crack cocaine of the stock market. As the market booms, with stock prices climbing and cryptocurrencies reaching new heights, individuals are finding themselves trapped in a cycle of addiction, leading to severe financial and emotional distress. Experts warn that as trading activity grows, so too will the number of people needing support, marking a significant shift in gambling behavior. Speaking of crypto, Bitcoin is just under 95,800. Ethereum is just over 3,300. And Goetzius Maximus is about 51 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is developing a new smart doorbell camera that uses Face ID technology to unlock your door, similar to how you unlock your iPhone screen. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, this innovative device could be released by the end of 2025 at the earliest. The camera will utilize Apple's secure Enclave chip to securely store and process Face ID information. Furman also mentions that this doorbell camera will likely integrate with existing HomeKit smart locks and may feature partnerships for a complete system. This initiative is part of Apple's broader strategy to enhance its smart home offerings. And in entertainment news, Jared Leto is set to portray the iconic villain, Skeletor, in the upcoming live-action film, Masters of the Universe. He will face off against Nicholas Galitzine, who plays the hero, He-Man. Joining Leto's sinister crew are Trapjaw, played by Sam C. Wilson, Triclops, portrayed by Kojo Adha, and Goatman, played by Halfdorb Jornsen. This film marks a unique venture for Mattel, which aims to create its own cinematic universe, following the success of Barbie in 2023. Directed by Travis Knight, this adaptation has been in development for years and features a talented cast, including Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American religious leader, Thomas S. Monson. And he said, "Christmas is the spirit of giving without a thought of getting. It is happiness because we see joy in people. It is forgetting self and finding time for others. It is discarding the meaningless and stressing the true values." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.